Coming up this Sunday, it's a celebratory concert of the 20th anniversary of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society, and it has two great composers, Beethoven and Brahms. Joining me in the studio is their executive director and cellist, Margot Marlott. Hi.
Hi, John.
And pianist Mary Heller. Hello.
Hey, John.
Well, this is a delightful concert. You guys are going to be playing a wonderful cello sonata by Beethoven, and it's an early work. What can we expect from this, and how's it been to put it together?
Always fun. I really enjoy working with Mary. As you know, this is our 20th season, so I was determined to get Mary to play this season, which she's kind of easy, so that wasn't difficult. She said yes right away. the piece coming together was my suggestion to play this piece, and I think Mary might have more to say on the actual piece, but I always enjoy playing with Mary, and I know she has a large following that will come and hear us on the 30th.
Yeah, Mary, this is early Beethoven. This isn't always that dark and stormy. It's G minor, but this is sort of piece reminds me that Beethoven actually, you know, took some lessons with Haydn and is sort of, while we think of him as a romantic composer, he really is part of the classical era.
Right. And a question that I rarely ask about a composition is why a composer wrote this piece. But it seems that the reason for this piece was pretty straightforward. Beethoven wanted to make a huge splash in the musical world, so he wanted to do something different. He wanted to present something different, and little had been written to feature the cello in a major way as a sonata. So he thought, aha, I will write this piece, and furthermore, I will write it for this very important person, the King of Prussia, who was an amateur cellist. And I will play it because it shows off the piano, and the people can see how showy I am. And as a result of this dedication, in fact, the king gave Beethoven a gold snuff box full of gold coins. Haydn was still alive, and Mozart had recently died. Salieri was still alive, and Beethoven wanted to get rid of this competition and their reputation.
I'm excited. Not only is this 20 years, there's Brahms on the program, and what Brahms, his second string sextet. How's this to put together? Because this is just you and five other string players.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have some connections with some of the artists in the Indianapolis Symphony. And in this sextet, the first violinist is from the Indianapolis Symphony. His name is Patrick Dalton Holmes. And on second violin, Regan Eckstein, one of our local favorites, and viola, two local violists, Amy Branfenbrenner and Melinda Odell. And then I'm on second cello, and I've asked Ruth Marshall, who was formerly from Indianapolis. She's actually coming back from I'm not even sure where she moved, but several states away. She's come back. She happens to be in town, so she's rehearsing with us. And, yeah, you mentioned Agatha. I think this is such a great story. So, Brahms, I was talking to the Youth Symphony the other night during a cello sectional. I was saying, you know, Brahms is this mathematical genius when he puts together music, but at the same time, he's this gut-wrenching romantic. So he's like master of his craft, and yet, you know, all you think is, how can he just toss off these gorgeous melodies? And that's what I think about when I think about this this poor lovesick guy who wrote this sextet, but then he rewrote it.
I know he gets towards the busy with school ending, but you guys do some nice outreach for students as well. Is that right, Margot?
Yes, every fall. In fact, this fall was our 10th year doing Concert to Go in the elementary schools all over Tippecanoe County. And this year, I think we probably topped the number of students that we've ever played for. We played for almost 2,400 elementary students.
It's the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society and their wonderful 20th anniversary concert coming up Sunday afternoon at 4:00. Where can folks find out more and get tickets to hear it Sunday?
Well, you can find out about the program and information about us online, www.tippecanoechambermusic.org. You can also buy tickets online. You can buy tickets at Vaughn's Books, and you can always buy tickets at the door. We take credit cards now. We've moved into the 21st century. Okay, only the 20th century we moved into. Okay. Or just cash at the door.
Sure. All right. Well, we're looking forward to it.
One thing I want to say, it is our culture has very little opportunity to remember refinement and beauty. And we really should bring our children, we should bring our grandchildren, we should take ourselves, because going to a concert is taking your soul and your sense of awe at how much beauty that you can find in this world, that you should not miss such opportunities as a concert.
Mary Heller's my guest, along with Margot Marlatt. We're looking forward to the concert, Beethoven and Brahms, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Thanks for coming by the studios.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.